Councillors have just approved a cut of around 25% in the price of yearly passes for Prague's public transport system. The move, which comes into effect in July, should encourage residents to leave their cars at home and make greater use of the city's underground rail network, trams and buses. However, opponents say compensating for the price cut will hit other parts of the city's budget. Ian Willoughby discussed the idea with the deputy chair of the council's Transport Committee, Andrzej Mirowski, whose Green Party co-authored the plan.
The basic idea and the critical one is to get people from cars to public transport. And we are building on an example which was implemented in Vienna many years ago. And they also reduced the price of the annual tickets for the public transport, and the numbers, they are clear. They have more people using public transport and less people using cars.
This move will cost the city hundreds of millions of crowns in extra subsidies for the public transport system every year. The Civic Democrats, for example, are saying the money will have to come from other parts of the city budget. I can see the social benefits of this change, but financially, does it really make sense?
Financially, makes sense because we are expecting much more people using public transport. Surely at the beginning there will be some reduction of the total income, but in at least one year time or 2 years we can expect that more people are going to use public transport and buy the annual tickets. So the first reduction is expected maximum like 250 million crowns less. But in 2 years, it can go up and to be stabilized on the same income level as it is now. But we have to see how the behavior is going to change. We have to also work on a higher quality of public transport, and also we have to implement some measures how to reduce the transit cars through Prague.
When you say that, is the city planning to introduce a toll for driving into the city centre, that people who drive into the city centre would have to pay a certain amount of money every time?
There are two possible scenarios how to do it. The first one is a low-emission zone, which can be implemented with no cost for the drivers, but it has an impact on the cars can be driven into the city, meaning that old cars cannot be allowed to pass in the city centre. And it can be a motivation how to also reduce the total amount of cars. This is a bit more favorable scenario which we are now discussing. The second one is the toll, which is also one possibility, which was there were some studies recently, like in the last five years. But I think this is not the point of the agenda, and we are decided to implement this low emission zone in Prague.
I have one last question. I know you're also making it free for dogs to go on Prague's public transport system. We will no longer see dogs in bags. Why that change?
Well, it's more like a social measure for old people, because the seniors, they are allowed to go for free, and it doesn't really make sense that they go for free and they have to pay for their dogs. So it's more like a social measure.